Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we'll explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Experts' insights rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, in the previous episodes, we have been talking about some of the tips how to instill iman in your children. And Brother Miqdad helped us, said that there should be a stable family life, should be instilling habits with patience and lenience, and also with manners. Then there was, you should be creating strong Muslim identity within your children, and also link them to the values of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And then we were talking about mosque centrality as the fourth tip to instill faith in our children. So Brother Miqdad, do we have something more in the store about mosque centrality?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, mosque centrality, as you mentioned, is very, very important, and it's vital for us as individuals, as families, and for our children to really be part of a community, part of an Islamic center, whether it's a masjid, whether it's a mosque, and really feel a sense of belonging to this mosque. Now, some of the things that we get asked very often is, how much should the mosque be open towards other than religious programs? Most mosques obviously have the normal Thursday night program or Friday night program, as well as the Shahada and the Wilada programs. But other than that, so we have, for example, the Madrasa programs,
right,
where on Sundays children come to learn. But other than that, so for example, can we organize sports sessions at mosque?
Wow.
Or can we organize, for example, sleepovers at mosque where you have leisure and fun sessions at night where you watch a movie, for example, together with different individuals from the community, children getting together at the center for a movie night, for example, or for a cake sale, or leisure, fun, right, etc. Regarding this, because we've made a criteria, which is very important, that we need to really build a sense of belonging. And we said that one of the very important aspects of being part of a Muslim community is the social dimension, that naturally we want our children to befriend people that come from the same background, which is usually found in a mosque. So in that sense, these social and leisure entertainment gatherings, they're a good way to bring people back to the mosque. Now, obviously, it should be in the respect, within the respect of the mosque.
Right.
It should be done in a way that doesn't go against the horma or the sanctity of the masjid. But at the same time, it's actually very important that we bring youths and make them realize that mosque is not just about praying and about, for example, commemorating the walada or the shahada of the imam, but rather mosque is part of my life. And I get my friends there, we get together with our friends there. And so a big part of our social life for our children is encouraged for it to be happening at the mosque. So no, there's nothing wrong. On the contrary, it's actually very good if children get together at mosque for different events, social events, leisure, entertainment events, and even sports events. If mosque can organize sports tournament, can organize activities that are bringing the youths together in the form of sports and exercise, This is also very good because it brings about the centrality of the mosque and Islamic center.
All right. So I had just been thinking about what you have been saying, and several things were just passing through my mind. I'll talk about them after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5 years old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this israf to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. English Radio at irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic upbringing. We are with Brother Miqdad, and we're talking about some of the beautiful tips to instill faith in your children. Brother Miqdad said about mosque centrality, and Brother, the moment you said mosque, there should be also sports sessions at the mosque. There should be also leisure and fun time at mosque should be organized. I was like taken aback because I had never heard about that before, because in our cultures, especially when you will even talk like that, people would say like these things are not related to mosque. But a very beautiful point you mentioned was that one has to be taking care of the hurma of mosque, this activity. And at the same time, these activities should also be organized in the mosque, so that mosque becomes a part of our life, a part of our children's life.
Yes, you're right. In certain cultures, the sanctity of the mosque doesn't allow for such programs to happen. But there's a few points. Firstly, we definitely have to be careful that we don't go against certain elders of our community and certain culture aspect. But at the same time, we have to realize that these are... Islam is not against leisure. That these are, some of these things are very culture. And see, the point is that we have to respect the mosque. Yes, we have to keep the sanctity of the mosque. Yes, for example, we have the mushaf and the Quran over there. We have the mafatih, for example. We have the mimbar. We have the moors and the turbas. Yes, we have to make sure that we keep the respect of these things in the mosque. But to organize, for example, small sessions where you're sitting down and you have some more activities, some team building activities, for example, or you spend some time over there discussing different things, especially in centers. Masjid has its own rules as well, and its own respect. But see, during the time of the Prophet, the mosque was very central to the society. If you look at the way an Islamic society is built, an Islamic city is built, the mosque is very central. For those who've been to the mosque of the Kufa, the Masjid of Kufa, for example, you know that when you enter the mosque of Kufa, there's different maqams where you have to go and pray, perform certain amals. So if you remember, there is, for example, the maqam where Amir al-Mu'mineen would pass judgment over there.
Okay.
Right? And we know that the court of justice was in the mosque. We know that during the time of the Prophet, for example, that military meetings would happen in the mosque. Right? They would discuss how they would attack or how they would defend the city at a military level, how the army would. And this would happen in the mosque, right? Education happens in the mosque as well. School, education, the learning of Islam happens in the mosque as well. In other words, mosque really plays a very central role in our lives, and we need to create that. And so today we need to make sure that if we want to build this identity, this religious identity, we want our children to really grow up thinking with an Islamic ideology, having those Islamic moral values, they need to be part of this Islamic community, part of this Islamic center, which doesn't just cater for their Muharram and Ramadan and Wilada and Shahada programs only, But it caters for their education. It caters for their leisure and their social as well. It caters for their sports as well. It caters for other things as well. For example, it's very important that in our mosques we create Qarzul Hasana systems, for example, where people can take loans, business loans, for example, from the mosque, or opportunities for business to be made at mosque, right? For example, one of the things that are recommended in Mina, for example, for those who've been to Hajj, when you go to Hajj, on the first day you are in Arafah, the second day you are in Mina, and you perform the dhib, and you shave your head, and then for the next 2 to 3 days you are in Mina, right? One of the things that are recommended to do in Mina is to build relations with others, including business relationships.
Right.
Right. So Islam is not against these things. On the contrary, it's in these places where Muslims get together that you create opportunities, because we need to build connection between ourselves, relation between ourselves, and our life, if it's intertwined with Muslims and with people of the same mindset, and with, especially in centers that are blessed like the mosque and the Islamic center, this really creates barakah, and these interactions, these opportunities, they leave behind a sense of identity, a sense of positiveness towards the mosque, a sense of belonging towards the community. And that prepares the grounds for what we want to do at a greater level, which is Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar, which I'll talk about after the break.
Right. So let's take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother McDowell, and Brother McDowell is helping us how to instill faith in your children with some beautiful points, and we're talking about mosque centrality.
When we talk about mosque centrality, one of the key things related to our presence in a society, in a community, is what we call in Islam Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar, which is to enjoin good and forbid evil. This is very central, and when we talk about building faith, this has to come with these two building blocks of the community, where when you're part of an Islamic community and you have a sense of responsibility towards the community, you want to make sure that the people that are within this community, I try my best to really bring about perfection and moral values and positive behavior in them. And I try as much as I can to remove all the negative vices and the negative behavior that I see around the community. And when we train ourselves and then our children as well to feel and to be to have this sense that you are responsible for the good that happens and the bad that happens in the community, then this brings about this better change for the community. And this is very essential. This is very different from what we are told in a Western ideology, where be and let be, right? Let other people do whatever you want. You're not responsible.
It's none of your business.
It's none of your business, right? If somebody is not wearing a hijab, or somebody is lying, for example, somebody is cheating in their business, it's none of your business. You do your own things. Don't worry about them.
But Islamic community is not like that.
Islamic community is absolutely not like that, right? If somebody is doing something wrong, I feel the pain for it, right? And I try my best to correct that. If somebody is doing good, I try and encourage it. I try and to be positive, and I become a part of this good that's happening.
Right.
And so when we talk about mosque centrality, this is the key, this is the aim that we want to get to, that our children feel a sense of responsibility towards a positive growth of the community. And if we manage to do this, then naturally, as a direct consequence, is that they themselves, our children themselves, will be strong in their faith, be strong in their behavior, strong in their morals.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, brother, for helping us with those beautiful tips of instilling faith in our children. May Allah give us the tawfiq to take our children to the mosques and not be just the passive listeners over there, or just offer the prayers and come back, or just attend the Wilada and Shahada programs and just come back, but to give us a tawfiq to make our children participate in various activities so that they feel the sense of belonging to a Muslim community. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.